Words addressed to the workers at Rock City Sanitarium. April 30, 1909, typed. Words addressed to the workers at the Rock City Sanitarium, Nashville, Tennessee. Light was given me years ago that we should build up our work in Nashville, and that through our connection with the institutions that are now prospering in Nashville, we might impart the knowledge of precious truths to many of the colored people. We were instructed to come right into that position where we could help them in every possible way. This is one of the reasons why we established the printing office in Nashville. I was shown that efforts should be made whereby our workers could get into association with the colored people here and reach them with the present truth. Light was given me that there are precious souls in the institutions established for the education of the colored people. Souls just as precious in the sight of God as are those of the white race. We should all stand in a position where we can be taught of God what our duty is toward these souls. Then the gracious presence of God can be with us. When on my last visit I met with the brethren and sisters in the unfavorable place where they were endeavoring to do sanitarium work, I saw its disadvantages. I felt keen distress of mind. I felt that it was not right to be located in such a place, and that we should have greater advantages for the medical work that we conduct in behalf of the colored people. Those who are to be trained for service in this place must be taught to respect education. If they are given the institution they should have, they will be able to do a work for the colored race that our white workers cannot do. I am glad that you have this place. The Lord has been hearing our prayers that He would open the way for us to establish such a place as this. We thank the Lord for its advantages with heart and soul and voice. I have carried a great burden for the colored people of the South, and I believe the Lord is going to bless His workers in this place. God will help everyone who engages in His work. We can reach these people. We can lift them up. We can meet them where they are and help them to rise if we will take a proper and right course. The place you are now in is nearest to the representation made to me of what we should have than anything I have seen. A great burden is rolled from my heart as I see this work being established. I pray that just such institutions may be established in many places.